The number one independent bookstore pick for March from the American Booksellers Association is a novel called Shotgun Love Songs. The book is written by Nicholas Butler of Eau Claire. It tells the story of four friends whose lives intersect in a town called Little Wang, a fictional small town near Eau Claire. If that's not enough Wisconsin love for you, the novel also features a musician character based on Eau Claire's own Justin Vernon. The novel's being billed as a love song to blue-collar, small-town Wisconsin.
Nicholas Butler joins us now from our studios in Eau Claire to talk about his new novel, Shotgun Love Songs. Nicholas, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I want to know, what made you decide that small-town Wisconsin was rich enough to hold the stage for an entire novel and almost become a character in the novel?
I suppose if I was from another part of the country, maybe I would have written about another part of the country, but this is what I know. I'm from Eau Claire, and my wife's whole family is from the Oliva Strum area south of Eau Claire, and it just seemed natural. It's the story I had to tell.
And like I was saying, the Wisconsin that you paint in this landscape around Eau Claire, it does almost become a character. I wonder, what were you trying to get across with your idea of the Wisconsin that you know?
I'm not sure that I was trying to get across anything. I mean, I think, you know, ideally in a small town, you can kind of keep your eye on your neighbor. You can sort of work together as a community. And I've always been kind of fascinated by that. I don't know. It goes back to the fact that I wasn't interested in writing about New York City or Los Angeles or something. This is what I was interested in, you know?
Well, I want to dive into the novel a bit. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of the plot? What happens?
Yeah. I'm not particularly good at putting it into a nutshell, but I basically tell people that it's about five childhood friends that are from the same kind of fictitious small town in Wisconsin. And they're all hitting a point in their early 30s where you know, maybe you've been to somebody's wedding, but now you're experiencing their divorce. Or, you know, some people have found good financial success and other people never have. Or some couples have found it easy to build a family, to have kids, and other couples really struggle with that. And so in some ways, the book doesn't have an easy to describe plot. There's no aliens or stuff being blown up or anything like that. You know, a lot of it revolves around weddings, which is because there was a 2-year period of my life where my wife and I were going to 5 or 6 weddings every summer. And so I was just thinking about weddings a lot. But mostly I think it's kind of about friendship and hopefully about love and decency, I think.
There's a character in your book named Leland, mm-hmm. and you based him on a guy you went to school with, Justin Vernon of the band Bon Iver, which has gone on to hit the big time.
Yeah.
And I want to read a little bit of what you wrote about what this character says when he's talking about music and about Wisconsin. He says, "Here I can hear things. The world throbs differently. Silence thrums like a chord strummed eons ago. Music in the aspen trees and in the firs and bur oaks and even in the fields of drying corn." Do you think Justin Vernon is right? Is there special music in Western Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, I'm always careful to characterize things as saying that, you know, the character of Leland is inspired by Justin, but it's not based on him. Like, there are certain events that happen in the book, and I don't want to give anything away, but it's definitely a fictitious character. And if you're looking for the sort of truth about the way that I feel about Bon Iver or Justin Vernon, you can find that kind of in the first 3 pages of the book, where I really talk about the way that his music, I think, makes me feel and makes a lot of other people in Wisconsin feel it, which is to say very, very proud. I have no idea what Justin thinks about or feels when he makes music, but I can guess, you know. I mean, I know how his music makes me feel, and there's just those days where normally characterized by crappy weather, where you know, you're sitting inside, it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, and his music just seems to be the ideal soundtrack to where we are on the earth, you know?
Right. There's a character who says something. There's a scene. He says, listen to this chord, you know, of this character, Leland, who's the musician.
Yeah.
This is what winter sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if you're a Bon Iver fan, but I mean, I just think I remember one memory of my best friend, Swan, who the book is dedicated to. We were driving on an old lumber road after a snow, and the trees were kind of coming up over the road, and everything had an inch or two of snow, you know, like that perfect moment after a snowstorm where everything, snow is just glazing everything perfectly. And at that time, I don't think Justin was known the way he is now, and my friend Josh put his CD in the truck, and we were just listening to it as we drove down the road. And it was this realization of, holy cats, you know, like, we went to school with this guy, and isn't this beautiful music, you know? Isn't this what we're about, you know?
Yeah, and it sounds like your book does that same thing for literature, certainly the way people are responding to it. And I want to ask you a little bit about Eau Claire. It's where you live near Eau Claire now. And I think you went to school with Justin Vernon, another creative guy. I wonder if you would want to talk about Eau Claire as a creative community. It wasn't always, at least not to the big world, a hotbed of art and music and literature. But it seems like there's a renaissance going on there recent years. What's driving that creative community right now?
But the first thing that comes to my mind is fantastic public school teachers. I had the best English teachers anybody could ask for who, you know, constantly kind of challenged me with tough reading and encouraged me to pursue creative writing. And, boy, I don't know. I think it all starts there, you know. I mean, I do feel like the landscape here is inspiring if you're open to that. But I don't know. Right off the top of my head, I'm going to give all the credit to the teachers.
To the teachers of the Eau Claire region. That's quite a shout out for them.
Yeah.
And you went on and you pursued that. You pursued writing, and it wasn't easy from the sound of it. You had to, did I read that you commuted from up near Minneapolis to Iowa for your Master's of Fine Arts in writing?
Yeah, that's true. So I went to undergraduate in Madison, and my wife and I lived there for about 10 years. And towards the end of our time there, she was finishing up her law degree. And I was working at Star Liquor in Madison on Willie Street, and had applied to some MFA programs. And I got a call from Sam Cheng, the director of the Iowa Writers Workshop. And she said, "Do you want to come to school here?" And I said, "Of course, you know." And
It's the best creative writing workshop in the country for people who don't know.
In the world. No. But my wife got offered a job, an incredible job in the Twin Cities at that same time, and no firm would hire her in Iowa City because my stint in Iowa City is probably only 2 years. So we had to make this very unromantic, pragmatic decision that I would leave the Twin Cities on Monday and drive down to Iowa and then drive back on Wednesday or Thursday. It was a tough time for our family, but I give a ton of credit to my wife for just holding us all together, you know.
So you were able to do that, to drive back and forth, and you were writing. Is this novel what came out of your years at Iowa?
Yeah, I also wrote a lot of short stories, which are going to be part of a collection that comes out in 2015, but a good deal of what I produced at Iowa is inside this novel. And, you know, there's moments of pretty intense kind of loneliness in the novel. And I think a lot of that comes from the fact I was really lonely in Iowa City. You know, I was living in this rented room from an adjunct professor. She really liked cats, and I am allergic to cats. And so I would sort of sequester myself in this room, and I had one half of my brother-in-law's childhood bunk bed painted red, and I had a little desk, and I had a folding chair, and so I just didn't have anything, you know. And I,
Right, and you can read that loneliness in Shotgun Love Songs with a whole lot of other stuff, too. We're talking right now with Nicholas Butler, an Eau Claire native and author of the critically acclaimed new novel, Shotgun Love Songs. We're back with Nicholas Butler talking about his Wisconsin novel, Shotgun Love Songs. It's getting rave reviews and credit for making its readers look at Wisconsin with fresh eyes. And Nicholas, I want to ask you if you would give us a little reading, a little taste of the book.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I'll start reading from page one.
All right.
We invited him to all of our weddings. He was famous. We addressed the invitations to his record company's skyscraper in New York City so that the gaudy gilded envelopes could be forwarded to him on tour in Beirut, Helsinki, Tokyo, places beyond our ken or our limited means. He sent back presents in battered cardboard boxes festooned with foreign stamps, birthday gifts of fine scars or perfume for our wives, small delicate toys or trinkets upon the births of our children, rattles from Johannesburg, wooden nesting dolls from Moscow, little silk booties from Taipei. He would call us sometimes, the connection scratchy and echoing, a chorus of young women giggling in the background, his voice never sounding as happy as we expected it to.
Thank you. Yeah, and that is the character Henry, and he's talking about the rock star character Leland, who is from the small town Little Wing. And you've said earlier that Leland is based on Justin Vernon, who you went to high school with, not meant to be an exact representation of him. But I do wonder, having gone to high school with him, do you have any idea what he thinks of your book? Has he read it?
I don't know. I know that it's funny. I've received some really nice emails from his parents who have both read the book and are really supportive. And that makes me feel great. You know, I don't know whether he's read it or not. I know that I've sent him a copy and we have a ton of mutual friends and stuff like that. But I haven't seen him in 15 years. And I've been, you know, real careful throughout this process to just say how much he inspires me and stuff like that. But I also don't want people to feel like, I haven't seen him in a long time, you know? And so I actually get kind of nervous. I mean, I hope that he likes it and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Well, the character Leland is written very lovingly, and
yes,
the descriptions of music and Wisconsin are incredibly lyrical. And I want to talk about that for a minute, because some early publicity for your book, it's credited with making people sort of fall in love with Wisconsin. And as a point of fact, it sounds like someone you're working with on the book, their son is going to apply to Beloit for college because of this book. What do you think about, you know, putting the spotlight on Wisconsin and maybe making people want to move here, want to live here and be part of what Wisconsin is?
Well, I think that's great. There's, that would be a lot to take credit for. I mean, I'm just, I'm really proud to come from here. I'm really proud to have gone to the University of Wisconsin. I'm proud to come from Eau Claire. I think we're a kind state. You know, I want to believe that our best values are all kind and decent. And, you know, it's a physically stunning state. I love our cities as much as our small towns. And, it goes back to some of the early questions that you asked me, which is, you know, like, why would I? Well, I don't, you know, this is just what I know. Perhaps if I'd grown up in Oregon, I would be writing about Oregon, but I don't know anything about Oregon. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, this is what I know, so.
Well, it's interesting to me in particular because my husband is from that area, mm-hmm, and he will wax rhapsodic about Western Wisconsin like nobody you've ever heard in your life. In fact, yeah, we drive through this particular area around Fall Creek and New Auburn, and he says the clouds there are special, and they don't look like that anywhere else in the state. And yeah. I think he's
crazy. Wow, you even
crazy.
dropped in a Fall Creek. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's why. But I mean, do you think that there is something to that? Is that area special somehow? Do you see the clouds?
I mean, you know what? It's special to me, and I think it's special to a lot of people that live here. You know, I think people sometimes fixate on the place. But one thing that's really important to me in this book and in other things that I write is the sense of home. My parents live in Eau Claire. My in-laws live in Eau Claire. Some of my best childhood friends live here. So it's also that sense of, like, this is the place where I belong. And I mean, yeah, I think it's like, if you walk out my back door on my property, it's gorgeous. And I live next to a herd of buffalo. Mm-hmm. I have beautiful forests around me. I think it's fantastic. But I don't, maybe it's not for everybody. I don't know.
You live there, right?
Yeah.
Well, now you've made it with this book. At least early reviews are really positive. And again, getting a lot of great feedback so far. Do you think that will change you, the fact that you've written this book? Can you still be, I guess Michael Perry, another famous Wisconsin writer, mm-hmm. has done this. Patrick Rothfuss, another. Mm-hmm. And they still live in Wisconsin, and they're very tied to their communities. But do you think that writing this book about Wisconsin is going to change anything?
One of the wonderful things about moving back here is that I'm around my father-in-law quite a bit, who's one of my best friends in the world. And it would be terribly difficult for me to change a whole lot, given that he's constantly harassing me. He just called me from Florida today to give me a weather update of what's happening in Florida. And I'm thinking, you jerk. Like, it's snowy here, you know?
So he's keeping you honest.
Yeah, I don't know. My family, my parents, my wife, nobody would ever let, you know, nobody's ever going to let me change too much, I don't think.
And Wisconsin, it's not exactly known for being a literary hotbed, although we do have our famous writers here. Mm-hmm. Was it harder, do you think, to get this book published because you weren't part of the New York literary scene, that you were just this guy in Wisconsin?
I don't know. That's a good question. There's a certain, all right, look, when you get into the writer's workshop, you're already kind of inside the machine a little bit. You know, I mean, you might not be in New York, but you have a real foot in the door. So when that happened for me, that was a huge break. And I don't know. That's probably the best way I can kind of explain that. I don't know if it's more of a challenge that it's a Wisconsin book than a Brooklyn book. Although I imagine there's maybe too many Brooklyn books out there. I don't know. You know, maybe people are ready for a different perspective.
Well, I don't know. We are going through a time in our country, I think, when a lot of people are struggling financially, and a mm-hmm. lot of people in your book are struggling financially, barely keeping it together, struggling with addiction problems. Mm-hmm. And yet your depiction of small town Wisconsin ends up being a really loving one, not quite romantic because there's too much edge for that, but it is a loving portrait of small town Wisconsin. Do you think people kind of like seeing themselves and their own struggles in books?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, one of my friends pointed out recently that, you know, it's hard for a lot of people in my generation right now just getting a job. So a lot of people are actually coming back to their hometowns to live with their parents. And he said, you know, were you thinking about that when you wrote this? To which I said, no, of course not. I'm not really thinking about like big ideas. I'm just writing kind of from emotion and about characters and stuff like that. But I don't know. You know, one of the fascinating things has been that people see their own hometowns in this book. Even if they're from Kentucky or Texas or whatever, they're relating to it on that level, even if they've moved on to a bigger city. And I'm not sure if that answered your question or not, but.
Well, we'll leave it there. Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to read your book.
Yeah, pleasure being here. Thanks so much.
We've been talking to Nicholas Butler, an Eau Claire native and the author of Shotgun Love Songs.